The Marine Corps today activates its first brigade of troops dedicated exclusively to fighting terrorism. The 4th Expeditionary Brigade will be trained in such areas as urban assault, crowd protection, and dealing with biological attacks. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
If the United States' fight against terrorism represents a new kind of war, then these Marines are its first warriors. In these training exercises at Camp Lejeune, officers are trying to equip young Marines with the skills they need to fight a different kind of enemy. Typical military training teaches troops to wage war against a well-organized army on a conventional battlefield. But these exercises prepare them to defend against attackers in unpredictable places, shadowy terrorists lurking in cities, or angry mobs that could threaten an embassy or airstrip.
What I want you to do right now is load. You're looking at that target, seeing if they're doing anything. Shotguns, aim in. Weapon off safe.
Weapon off safe.
Fire!
Here, Marines fire rifles that shoot rubber pellets rather than bullets, designed to disperse rioters. Troops also learn to scale the outside of buildings and respond to chemical and biological attacks. And they're trained in security techniques to protect crowds at sports stadiums and other places terrorists might target. Lieutenant Charlie Jones says the brigade could be deployed either domestically or overseas to deal with potential threats.
This is in direct response to the reassessing of our capabilities and our efforts against terrorism since the September 11th attacks. The way terrorists operate, they like to bring a lot of people together and then strike again. Well, we provide that security and active deterrence that will hopefully sway their judgment and thwart their efforts.
Though the new brigade won't be officially activated until today, thousands of Marines are already working in anti-terrorism assignments. Some are guarding sensitive military and civilian facilities around the world, while a biological weapons response unit is helping investigate anthrax contamination at the Capitol. With the formation of the new brigade, the anti-terrorism effort will be consolidated into one force, with 4,800 Marines and one leader, Brigadier General Douglas O'Dell. The 35-year military veteran is confident his troops will deter future attacks.
Terrorists are cowards. They don't go after hardened targets. And when we perceive a threat, we're there with an increased vigilance and a really bad attitude. And terrorists are not going to come after those kind of hardened targets.
O'Dell says members of his brigade can deploy quickly and be on guard anywhere in the world within hours of receiving orders. For now, though, many remain at Camp Lejeune, participating in daily training with sometimes unusual weapons.
Prepare! Draw!
In this exercise, they throw special hand grenades designed for crowd control rather than combat. The grenades explode with a flash and a bang and are intended to scare people away rather than seriously wound them. Lance Corporal Benjamin Johnson says the weapons could be used if an enemy shields himself behind innocent civilians.
It helps to set the Marines' mind at ease to know that if the combatant does surround himself with civilians, be it man, woman, or child, that we can work through that without harming them permanently and make our way towards the combatant, instead of worrying about that child that may be caught in the crossfire.
General O'Dell hints this new type of warfare may become a permanent part of U.S. military strategy, that the fight against terrorism is likely to be long. When his deploying troops ask if they'll be home for Christmas, he says yes. He just doesn't know which Christmas. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.